bronze axe heads found by metal detector near Braintree. The exceptional condition of a hoard of 10 Bronze Age axes discovered by a detectorist in a field near Braintree has surprised an expert. They were in a cache of 23 pieces of bronze found at Shalford, it has been revealed. Usually, Bronze Age metalwork can go a bit crumbly, but there's still a bit of a shine to it after thousands of years in the soil, said Essex Finds liaison officer Laurie Rogerson. She believes the hoard, declared a treasure by a coroner, was going to be used again. Despite thousands of years in the ground, many of the axe heads still had a shiny patina. It dates to the late Bronze Age, between 1000 BC and 800 BC, within 200 years of what we formally recognise as the beginning of the Iron Age, said Miss Rogerson. Bronze, a mix of copper and tin, was a vital resource in this era, used to make the axes needed to chop wood for heating, cooking, and manufacturing. Miss Rogerson described how a typical household owned a large selection of Bronze Age tools, including at least 7 axes. So people would have gone through many axes, constantly making them, so constantly recycling the metal. But copper was more difficult to obtain by this time, and so recycling it was the most reliable source. This incomplete socketed axe head has a large chip in its blade. It would have been resharpened until it weakened and was recycled. The axe heads found in August 2020 were deposited with one sword fragment and 12 bun ingots. Excuse me. Given the name for their circular shape, which were cut into 4 to make them easier to melt. This mix of items is typical of hoards from this era, and of the roughly 50 Essex Bronze Age hoards recorded so far. There was also a fragment of a sword dating to between 1120 BC and 750 BC. A museum has expressed an interest in acquiring the items. Miss Rogerson said, "This is why we have the Treasure Act, so that finds like these can go into museums where they can be accessed in the future by researchers, who can use them to answer all those questions we have. Potentially, that includes discovering where the copper was mined. We know so little about this period, but new scientific techniques are being developed all the time. So in the future, the finds can be revisited," she added.